Thank you for calling Comex Health. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Jasmine, my name is Ben Nyman, and I got a shipment of Omex. Omex Health, I imagine it's the fish oil or whatever you can sell. Mm-hmm. And I canceled that order about 4 months ago. And I got a box in the mail for some reason.
Okay, well, I'll be more than happy to locate your account and take a look at everything that's going on for you. May I please have your zip code?
43935.
Thank you. May I also please have your first and last name?
My first name is Benjamin. My last name is Nyman. That's N-E-I-M-A-N.
Thank you for, and you said N-E-I-M-A-N?
Yes, N-E-I-M-A-N.
All right, thank you for that. Okay. Okay. Can you also please verify your address for me?
405 Center Street, Martins Ferry, Ohio. 43935.
All right. Thank you for that. All right. So. Okay, so you say you called in to...
Yeah, it's been a few months ago.
All right, so I do see where you contacted us. Looks like we had an agent error. I'm definitely a part of...
You don't say agent error in the system. Go ahead, you done missed it.
We definitely apologize for the misunderstanding. We'll go ahead and get the account fully canceled for you. And... Also,
go all the way up. It's a Shopify account. So I'm going to go ahead and refuse. Hold on. We haven't sent anything since February 10th.
But we haven't sent anything to you since February the 10th. It's the last shipment that has went out.
Well, that's what I say. I canceled the order. And then this just come today. I just got it out of my mailbox.
Sir, that order was canceled on the 28th, and the last one was sent you at the 10th. If there is an older account, let me see what's going on with that one.
Okay. Let me take a further look into that for you, okay? If you just allow me a moment or two, I'll be right back to
you.
Sure, okay.
Thank you.
Let him know that he had two different subscriptions.
All right, so it does look like when you had caught...
For the Ultra Pure, one was for the... You'll have to pull up Shopify and check that one. Just tell him he had two different products.
So you had two different subscriptions for two separate products. So one of them was actually stopped, so it wasn't an error, but the other one wasn't.
I don't understand what you're saying. I canceled this fish oil out completely.
Well, what I'm indicating, sir, is that you had multiple accounts, meaning more than one, and also multiple products. So you canceled one product and one subscription, but not the other.
What was the other one? The vitamin D3, 5,000 milligrams?
Yes, sir.
Hey, it just quit coming.
I'm sorry?
I never canceled that out. It just quit coming. I canceled this fish oil stuff out. But the other one, I never canceled out.
So what happened is when you called in on February the 28th, the vitamin D is what was canceled, not the Omega.
But they made a mistake. In
Ultra Pure.
I told her that the doctor told me I wasn't allowed to take it no more, and I had about five boxes right here in front of me that I can't take. I got to give them away or throw them away. And then she says, how about if I give you a free month of them? I said, ma'am, I said the doctor told me not to take them no more, and I got a bundle of them here, and I can't take them no more. That's what I canceled out.
All right, so I'm definitely sorry that you know, the other account was canceled and not this one. So, but we did go ahead and get everything canceled. So, were you looking to receive a refund, or did you want to keep the product and receive a 50%?
No. I don't want to keep this product. I'm not allowed to take it. Matter of fact, I can send you about five boxes of it back if you want that, that I never took, because he stopped me from taking it.
No, unfortunately, it can only be returned in a 30-day window, so only the most recent box that was received by you can be returned. So we can issue you a RMA. You can return the product, and then once it's returned, we'll issue out the refund.
No, I don't want that charged on my credit card.
Okay, so unfortunately, being that the product has already been shipped out, we cannot process a refund until it's been returned. So by us providing you with a RMA, we'll be able to issue the refund once the product has been returned.
Can I say something a second? I'm going to call my credit card company and tell them that charge shouldn't be on there because I canceled that product and they sent it to me anyways. About 4 months or 3 months later, February, March, April, May, 3 months later, they started sending it back to me.
All right. I understand, sir. Now, if you were to contact your credit card company, we would provide them with the terms and conditions along with a recorded call. At the time of the call that you called the last time, that will show that the charges are valid. We are trying to make it right, but you would have to follow the policies by returning the product first.
Can I hear the recording of when I canceled this?
No, sir.
Because you don't have one that says that. I tell you what. And you might have been the one I was talking to when I canceled it. Because just like the lady said, well, we can send you 30-day free supply of it. And I said, I'm not allowed to take it no more.
Well, sir, you weren't speaking with me because I'm just becoming trained on this program. But I'm sorry. And we don't offer free product.
I shouldn't have to go through this bull with this because I canceled this out. I was fair with you people, and I canceled this out. And I haven't gotten it since February. Now here it is going to be June, and you send me a box and charge it. I don't know how you can go ahead and charge something on my credit card without my acknowledgement. You can't do that.
It's a subscription. When there's a subscription, we have authorization to be billed to your account. You canceled one subscription and not the other. That's the reason why you were still billed, sir.
I canceled it for good. I said I didn't want no more of it.
So I can go ahead and get you a RMA number, so therefore you can receive a refund.
That's what I want, a refund, what am I supposed to do with this here? This box.
So you're supposed to return it back to us, so let me go ahead and provide you with that RMA number, okay?
What is an RMA number?
Return Merchandise Authorization.
Oh, okay. So I just take it down to the post office and give it to them, right?
Right.
Correct.
Scroll down. Feel like you're going to do a refund.
Okay, what's the number?
If you'll just allow me a moment or two, I'll go ahead and get that for you.
Okay.
Your RMA number is 27569.
RMA number. So that would be 27569.
Yes, sir.
And just take this down to the post office and give it to them and say send it back to that address right there, right? I don't need no return, label or nothing.
No, sir.
Okay. Now,
and once it's received, your account will be fully refunded.
Okay, now I want you to do something else for me, too.
Just make sure that the RMA number is written on the package.
It is. I got it written right here. But I want you to do something else for me, too, after you refund my money on the credit card. I want you to cancel out that credit card number because you shouldn't have done that.
You're all covered, sir. You've been taken care of on today.
Okay, but I mean, this is something that shouldn't have never happened. I don't know how it happened, but it happened, but it shouldn't have. So I'm canceled out on everything, right?
I sincerely apologize for any misunderstandings, and everything has been canceled. We would like to thank you for contacting Omax Health today, and have a wonderful day.
Hey, you do the same. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.